Hello again. First of all, thank you for cooperation and taking part in this thesis. I'm starting recording right now, and my first question will be, when working with the client, what are the common scopes and goals of cooperation?
I think one of the biggest challenges of the agency is that the clients are not sure about the scope. And they should not be. I see it from different sides. They want to play with different models, different offers, and different something. For me, coming from the corporate client side, it is obvious why this happens. When clients come to use, they most of the time only have a general idea about the final scope, and that is natural. Actually, the cooperation always starts with the help in research. By the way, by scope I mean what makes up the backlog, the list of features or requirements that our team has to develop for the client. I would say the common goal is to build a relationship that is loved by customers, and where I want to emphasize, solution is a goal, not a product or even sophisticated working software. Also, in this, we can only contribute with our technical expertise, and the client needs to direct our power toward the current direction. It often happens that the client builds things from scratch just to find the appropriate product. And during the process, we change the scope and sometimes even the service type. I know the cooperation is mainly done to cut cost, but if done incorrectly, the cost actually increases. It takes an organized culture of being open and also being open in terms of scope, goals, and knowns and unknowns with the agency to be successful. By the way, it is somewhat ironic that the best customer from the agency in terms of complexity is handling is the one with predefined product. Also, on the other hand, the best customer in terms of market view understands they can't have a super clear view of the market, and they approach step by step, meaning they have to iterate and can't have a predefined scope for the agency, which makes them tough client for the agency in terms of resource handling.
Thank you. Tell me about the process of the cooperation. How does it get organized from the beginning to the end?
That is a great question. This is more like centered for me. A very important part of a contract is actually managing the ongoing operations and learning on the way. First of all, I will start with requirements from the customer. I ask the client to give me the scope for at least 3 months. Then we analyze and find some holes in it and try to assess the possible requirements that might rise in the future. 3 months is the period which is good enough for me to count the client and as reliable partners. Our tech team analyzes the scope and we start work. Also, from the corporate client's perspective, as an average product manager, you should always have around 3 months of vision. From my experience, 3 months is the period which works for both parties. Then we confirm the scope in terms of T-shift sizes. This is a method of assessing the work in relative sizes of S, M, L, or XL. Our team knows their tech capacity, so in the future, if the scope changes, we can tell the customer to change the scope with the same amount. For example, if you as a customer cancel L, I have enough space for L or M and S. At the end of each month, we organize retrospectives with the client. We go over every approach details. We retrospect what went wrong, what went well, and we try to plan better. Then we plan a new month as a sprint for the next month, and I also ask the client to provide enough suggested scope to have a 3 month perspective. When they do have anything specific, I can suggest that the project is going to finish. During the development, the team self-organizes and they hardly ever need our help. We try not to interfere, and by self-organizing team, I mean each participant of the team, including our developers, clients, developers, client product managers, and anybody including in the team. This way, they all share responsibilities, and it is no longer our or client's fault. This is team's fault.
Thank you for the answer. Tell me about the product and software development methodologies and frameworks you use when working with your client and why.
We use metrics product teams. In our agency, we have functional directions of human resources, and we create a metrics team for individual projects. This kind of cross-functional team is the best to deal with the unknown future of the product. On the other hand, having people under functional silos increases the knowledge of the specific direction. Sometimes this is seen as a downside, but I believe this is why the agency is great. On the one hand, you increase the expertise. On the other hand, you can create the project team. By the way, those people here all have experience of working together. They are all used to working in teams, which means they are flexible in mindset. They are not changed to a stage gate approach. On the other hand, they also have the possibility to learn from their seniors in their direction. We do not have a preferred framework, but we are open to learn. This is an increasing culture of agile teams. This is everywhere. The whole world is going crazy about being ready to operate in unknown environment. But the companies do not always understand agility in this same way. Let me give you a couple of examples. First, let me tell you about one of the latest customers. This is an average size business doing all things digitally. When they came to me, they had a specific goal in mind with some scope suggestions. They knew that they were going to build a web application, which would require a number of tech resources. Also, they already could forecast that these resources would include front-end, back-end development, but it would not include any data analysis specialists or machine learning specialists, because the problem they had to solve didn't require high-tech solutions. When we started development, we had to develop in iterations. We tested some assumptions together. Their product manager was guiding the process. Now this was an agile approach. We learned and adapted according to the end user requirement. Therefore, the product changed shape. But the resources and the boundaries of expertise didn't change. Meaning we managed to introduce some boundaries, which of course made it easier to manage the resources needed. We did not have to worry about the possible need of machine learning specialists in the project, for example. The second example is one of our earlier clients, where the situation was a bit different. The company was operating in the financial technological industry, where they came to me to discuss a scope and goal. They stated that their customer had a problem that needed to be solved. We sat down and discussed the process of research and our involvement in the process. We agreed on a team and started development. Here as well, we worked in iterations like with the previous client, but here is the difference. Several times the client decided to pivot the solution so much it needed to a total different team expertise. For example, for web-based solutions, they went to mobile-based solution. Another time, they suggested including custom face recognition software and optical character recognition software. Now, those are a different expertise. Of course, the development team can learn it, but when a client needs the product to be done in 2 days, you have to include someone who is well experienced in the topic. So those both cases, going from web to mobile and introducing new software and changing not just code, but also the team composition. We had a hard time doing that for the client. Now it might be seen for the customer as us not being agile, for example. But personally, I think those kind of changes could be planned or avoided.
Thank you. Describe your biggest challenges of working with client with the reasons causing the challenges.
It is a bit hard to understand the goal the client wants to reach. Sometimes they give us the assignment, also they are not sure about it. Somewhere along the way, we have to change things, including team composition. If they let us do the research with them, we could diagnose the situation better. From my experience, openness and transparency are the key to success cooperation. From the project I have delivered on the agency side, those where we managed to share knowledge and information successfully, we are finished successfully. Omitting a team member from any part, even let's say omitting a developer from the design or research phase, lead to problems. This is a problem all clients have.
Thank you. How do you deal with the above mentioned challenges?
We ask them to introduce us to the project as soon as possible and always include us in the research, minimum at least once per month, so we can plan ahead in terms of our resources. In order to develop something successfully, you need a team coherence and team understanding of the issue. You don't design a solution without a product manager or the engineering team. Also, I believe the methodologies and frameworks used today do not reflect the best solutions. I believe that if we give people the opportunity to work together and share their ideas, each team will find their way. Call it a compromise if you want, or I don't know.
Thank you very much for participating again. I am stopping recording the audio right now.